Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is the co-host, Ron.
Hey, what's going on?
We are on the fourth issue of this Crisis on Infinite Earths story arc, maxi-series, if you will. And if you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last three episodes. And then the pre-crisis thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joey's pre-crisis monitor breakdown.
There we go.
And that sounds like you had like some kind of mental breakdown.
That's normal for me.
Fair enough.
So we start out this issue, and you know where we left off in the last issue with Harbinger getting ready to attack the monitor?
This has nothing to do with that whatsoever.
Not yet. Okay. It's almost like we backtracked some ways.
Okay, so we've got Supergirl, who I'm digging the bandana or the headband, you know?
Yeah, that was very 80s thing to do.
Yeah.
But she comes upon Batgirl because Batgirl is having
upon Batgirl too, mm-hmm.
It's having a like an existential crisis almost of her own. Because she's like, why?
I got no powers.
Well, yeah, like,
be a hero.
This is happening and there's nothing I can do. And while she's doing this, Supergirl's like, oh, there's a plane that's about ready to go crash into the
anti-matter.
I'm going to go save them. And Batgirl's just like,
God, I really am a piece of shit.
It's like, that's a true hero. Like, how come I can't be that? We had a couple quick snippets of John Constantine
talking to Steve Dayton. I don't know who that is.
He is he's part of the Doom Patrol team.
Oh wait, he's Beast Boy's adopted parents.
Yeah, there we go.
Anyways,
yeah,
I do remember that because that was in Teen Titans.
Yes, it was.
Listen to our Teen Titans episodes for that.
There are episodes. Here. Yeah. I'm not going to insert them here. That's too much work.
Amen to that. just you can find them on the thing. It'll say Teen Titans issues, whatever.
But we have Pariah. We go to him, and he is now on a new Earth.
I'd also like to point out that Pariah's got like this emo goth eye makeup going on here. So he always looks like he's
ready to party,
ready to cry.
Both.
Yeah.
I don't know what Earth this is. I cannot remember what Earth they say.
It doesn't matter because it gets destroyed.
What does matter though is the heroes of this Earth, Lord Vault and Lady Quake.
Quark.
Thank you. And their daughter
Lila. No.
Leanna. Thank you.
Who doesn't have a superhero name?
It doesn't matter anyway. She dies.
Yeah.
So does Lord Vault.
Yeah. And then as like this is all happening, Pariah's like, Lady Quark, I'm going to grope you incessantly and... Oh, wait, look, I'm disappearing again.
So here's a fun thing. In the first issue, we see Pariah trying to save a little boy.
And he disappears, but the boy stays there.
Well, the boy actually disappears before Pariah does. But if he could just grab anybody and take them with him while he's disappearing...
Everybody hold hands.
Yeah. The fuck, dude?
Like I said, he just saw a chance to grope somebody real quick, and he was like, hey, baby. And he's like, oh, snap, she came with me. What do I do now?
It does work out for the best later on, so we'll see. So we go back to the monitor satellite, and where the Harbinger is not getting ready to attack him.
Yeah, this is actually...
he's setting up the power to make the new Dr. Light.
Yeah, and so he blasts this star... a vegan star.
The vegan star system. Or his destination is the vegan star system.
Yeah.
So whatever.
It doesn't make any sense because that should be because it's the Vega star, not the Vega star. So it should be vegan, not vegan, but it's spelled like vegan. Anyways, and we go to this angry Asian woman yelling at all these losers and they're all like,
oh, Dr. Hiroshi. I can't remember her first name.
I've got it written down.
Somewhere.
Hikiyoshi
Kimio. Sorry, we totally butchered that, and I do apologize to any listeners that actually speak Japanese.
Hoshi Kimio. Kimio. Kimio.
Kimio, I think. The blast hits her, and I mean, we know she's going to become a new Dr. Light.
But everybody else there is like,
Here's one thing I love. We've got her dad, who's working with this group of scientists. She's part of them. He's all distraught. We've got the monitor, who is now looking at a video screen of the dad. Then we have Harbinger looking at a video screen of the monitor, looking at the video screen of dad. And then we have Alexander Luthor looking at the video screen of Harbinger, looking at the dad. Like, where the fuck are all these cameras at, man? Fucking love it. But
welcome to Big Brother.
Yeah, basically. We have Alexander Luthor looking on, and he knows that Harbinger's going to kill the monitor. I think the monitor actually told him.
Yeah.
She's going to kill him. To just let it happen.
He's like, look, this is all part of my plan.
Yeah.
She don't know it's part of the plan. Don't you tell her it's part of the plan, mm-hmm. but it's part of the plan.
So, he just has to sit there in his bubble, little bubble boy, and let it happen. He's not in the bubble anymore, but still. We go back to the other and Psycho Pirate, and they are watching on their monitor the Red Tornado. And ultimately...
Who I also had no idea who he was other than the stint in Supergirl where he's there like 10 seconds.
Yeah, for that one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's all he is. He's an android that gains sentience.
Okay, so...
And becomes a superhero. Yeah, I guess it kind of is. I didn't think about that. Shit. Huh.
Different powers, but same concept. And actually, if you even look at the costumes, they're quite similar.
Well, yeah, I didn't... Okay.
Wow. Anyways.
Oh, no, it came first now. Shit. I think, actually...
I don't know.
I think Vision might have came first.
I don't know.
One of the few things that Marvel didn't copy.
I didn't know that androids could come, but... Of course, I guess, I don't know, him and Scarlet Witch.
I was going to say, they had kids. The whole point of House of Mutant. House of M.
Yeah, because she can warp reality, too, with her, you know.
Yeah. Anyway,
she's like
her spear fingers.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, the other transports the Red Tornado to their base and basically captures him.
And he's like, "Hey, by the way, you're gonna do my bidding now." And Red Tornado's like, "Meh."
He doesn't have much of a choice.
Yeah.
We go
to Firestorm and Killer Frost.
Well, I'm trying to think. This is
medieval.
Yeah, medieval Earth somewhere. Earth 2, there we go.
Vandal Savage
yep.
makes a pop-up appearance, which I don't even know why he's...
He's literally there just to be like, oh, look, guys, I'm in this book too.
I'm Vandal Savage, and I'm going to take over the world.
This is one of those that, if they did it on the show...
It'd be funny as hell.
It'd be like, hey, give me a paycheck.
Yeah, right?
I'm here.
Guys, Vandal Savage right here. Remember when you guys killed me off while I'm back for this one episode?
Ironically, he did show up in... I think it was him. Pretty sure it was him. Showed up in... Legends, the end of Legends, the season you haven't watched yet. That's great. It's amazing.
How does that even work out?
You have to watch it.
Yep. Anyways,
like, if you don't watch anything else, watch the Legends because it's only like 13 episodes. So,
but anyway, so this guy shows up and it's
Sir Justin,
the Shining Knight.
Yep.
Which I had to look this up, okay? Because there's got to be some like super backstory, and there's not really.
He's got invulnerable armor. The one game
here.
Yeah, it's that. That's all it is.
But, he's got this indestructible sword, indestructible armor, and his horse is indestructible, but he's still vulnerable. But then apparently, see, this is where I kind of fell into a wormhole a little bit, and I got distracted from reading this.
That's fair.
There are other Shining Knights, and one of them ended up being a girl who travels to the modern time, and that story actually sounded kind of cool.
I have that. Seven Soldiers of Victory.
Seven Soldiers of something. I know it's Seven Soldiers.
Yeah, so I've got a couple of that. So if you ever want to borrow those, I'll let you borrow them.
It just seemed interesting, like a lot more interesting than his story sounded.
Again, we don't see, like we see him here, and I think we might see him one other time in this book.
Probably not.
Again, we have, I don't remember. Because his story in this doesn't matter, so we're going to go past him. What we do see, though, is they're trying to protect the tower, because that's where it's at right now. And then we see the shadow demons come out, and obviously everybody's fighting the shadow demons. Until they all...
Like, well, he's like, oh, look, they're running away. And he's like, wait, they're not running away. They're forming a big, huge, massive
giant
shadow. And it looks vaguely familiar in shape.
Yeah, and it's happening at each all tower. All towers, sorry.
It happens at all tower.
All tower.
It's the father of all the other towers. Uh-huh. It's the all tower.
I guess the last tower looks like it's in Japan somewhere. If it isn't, Dr. Light ends up showing up. Thinking that she has this is some
It's important.
She knows it's important because she knows the vibrational fork for tuning.
Yeah, they've got the
because she's a scientist.
Yeah, you've got Superman. No, not Superman. You've got Starfire.
Yeah, Starfire and Halo. I think that's Halo.
I have no idea.
No, that's not Halo. No, it is Halo. Sorry, yeah, Halo.
Yeah,
Outsider. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. They're going to like because they're like there's something attacking the tower and
we need to stop it.
Yeah,
and they think Dr. Light is attacking the tower.
And Dr. Light's like, "You idiots!" Well, she's speaking in Japanese, though, and she's like, "You dumbasses, what are you doing? Leave it alone! I'm trying to save the planet." And
we then get Superman hopping in, our Superman, present Superman.
Yeah, and he's like, she's defending the machine.
And she's, because he knows Japanese, so he talks to her.
Because he knows all the languages.
Because it's Superman.
Because he has time to do that kind
of
shit.
It's Superman. Yeah, so they actually get onto the terms of like, all right, cool. We're all here to protect this tower. Which is, I find hilarious because apparently the shadow demons skipped this tower. I don't know.
No, they were there. Like, the big shadow's behind it, but Dr. Light's keeping it from...
At bay?
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
Because, like, it shows it right here, up behind it.
Okay.
Because it shows one behind each tower.
Yes.
But anyways...
We have a quick little thing of the Paradise Island.
Which, and I don't know if this is supposed to be Earth 1 or 2.
I'm assuming Earth 1 because Diana looks young.
Okay.
Because later on we'll have Wonder Woman
Earth
2... And she's older.
Yeah.
So.
But anyways, and then we've got, we go back to the monitor ship, and Pariah shows up, and Monitor's like, "Hey, Pariah, sup, dude? Sup, dog?
I've been waiting on you." He's like, wait, you know me? Yeah.
He's like, "Man, who do you think's been making you watch the deaths of all these worlds?" And he's like, "Dude, you're an asshole."
Well, and he even says, like, I'm the one that's making you do this. I'm the one
keeping you alive. Well, he says, "I've been using a lot of my power to keep you alive." And he's like, "Why would you do that? You're an asshole. I've watched so many worlds suffer." And he's like, "I've had to make you..."
It's like, there's a reason for it, and in time you will find out. We go through this giant explanation, bunch of bullshit. That's not true. And in between it all, we see the destruction of all these places on both Earth 1 and 2. Because, yes, you have the heroes that the monster picked to protect the towers, but every other hero is still going to be around trying to...
Yeah.
Protect everything. But what we end up happening, or what ends up happening, is the monitor is like, "All right, so I'm at my end.
I'm just gonna go
just don't be mad at her. She, very Jesus thing. She knows not what she does.
Yeah. She can't control what's happening right now. This isn't her fault.
Just don't harm her."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Harm who?" What Pariah is like, "Harm who? Who are you talking about?" And he turns around and there's Harbinger. Yelling, like, "I'm gonna kill you!
Die, motherfucker!"
And then she kills him. Yeah. But right after...
Monitor and his beefy chops.
Right after that happens, Pariah looks kind of at the monitor, and not the monitors, the TV screens.
The pictures, the monitors, not...
And...
The monitors, sees monitors.
That both... Yes. Both Earth 2 and Earth 1... are being destroyed at the same time. The antimatter is just tearing through all of it, and he's screaming. There's nothing he can do, and we watch as all those two universes get destroyed, and that's how we end this issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more Crisis on Infinite Earths.